Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk about a stunning admission that apparently from scientists and health officials that they overdid it with the no swabs for testing for COVID. So we're going to talk about that in a second. Hope you'll enjoy that one. It's really quite interesting. Just a reminder before we get to that, if you enjoy the content that you hear, don't forget to hit the heart button at the end and let me know that you enjoy the content. That means so much to me. I really appreciate if you can do that. And don't forget, if you want to give this channel a little financial support and drop a pound in the hat or a dollar in the hat, then you can do that through Buy Me a Coffee, link below, or through Donor Box, link below. The choice is yours. Choose between them. Choose wisely. Okay, guys. So, I mean, in a way, this doesn't apply to me. It probably doesn't apply to you either. Those of us purebloods who have stood against the entire COVID scam from day one, well, we haven't been taking tests. I have not taken any tests whatsoever. No lateral flow tests, no PCR tests. Why is that? Because I don't see a need to be testing for something that I don't have and which is debatable, even if it exists in the way that they say it exists, right? So it didn't apply to me. But I know loads of people that have. And in fact, I don't know about you guys, but I think some people got hooked on the notion of getting tests. So if someone has a runny nose, oh, I better get a PCR test stuck up my nose and down my throat. I got to get that done. Really important. And that's when the PCR tests and the lateral flow tests are free. Well, what's not to like about that? Well, everything, in my opinion, but some people see it differently, right? So there, a lot of the population, probably actually, I was going to say millions, but that's inaccurate. Probably billions of people around the world have been having these nose swabs done, right? You know, that's what they were told to get done. But now I read in the National Post that, quote, scientists question the point of swabs up everyone's nose. Quote, we might have overdone it. Oh, you don't say. You don't say you might have overdone it. The subheading is, the claim was that mass testing would stop the pandemic in its tracks, and it hasn't. Well, that's because it wasn't a pandemic for starters. But anyway, so the article goes, for many people worldwide, having cotton swabs thrust up your nose or down your throat has become a routine and a familiar annoyance. Not for us purebloods, it hasn't. But 2 years into the pandemic, health officials in some countries are questioning the merits of repeated mass testing when it comes to containing infections, particularly considering the billions it costs. Well, also considering the fact that they don't work. I mean, that's another factor, right? A chief amongst these countries is Denmark, which championed one of the world's most prolific COVID testing regimes early on, apparently. Lawmakers are now demanding a close study of whether that policy was even effective. A professor, get the name right, Jens Lundgren, said, we've tested so much more than other countries that we might have overdone it. Japan, for example, avoided large-scale testing and yet weathered the pandemic relatively well based on infection rates and death rates. Other countries, including Britain and Spain, have scaled back testing, yet repeated testing of entire cities. As we see, it's all part of zero COVID in China, for example, and indeed in New Zealand, some of these incredibly insane zero COVID countries. Dale Fisher, chair of the World Health Organization's Global Outbreak Alert and Response Network, says, we need to learn, and no one did it perfectly. Now, come on about it. I mean, the World Health Organization urged countries to test, test, test. That's exactly right. That's what they did. The WHO were to the fore advocating this, and because they advocated it, each country more or less then implemented that. But it goes on to say, now with the dominance of the relatively milder Omicron variant, it's not relatively milder. It is milder. Forget the word relative. It's mild. It's essentially like a cold, a bad cold at worst, in the majority of cases. So they are basically now saying that maybe Denmark, in particular, thinks it perhaps has overdone it. In the past 2 years, Denmark's population of 5.8 people did more than 127 million tests. Just think about that. 5.8 million people, right? 127 million tests. All provided free, by the way, which cost 2.36 billion. So somebody's gotten very wealthy in that. Who were making the PCR tests? Who were making the lateral flow tests? We better not go there. But yeah, you know what I'm saying. Norway, which is a population roughly the same size as Denmark, so almost 5.8 million people, 4 or 5 million, it did 11 million PCR tests, while Sweden, home to a population twice as big as Denmark, it's a big country, Sweden, compared to Denmark, it only did 18 million. 18 million too many, of course, in my view. So Christine Stabel-Benn, a professor of global health at the University of Southern Denmark, she reckoned that Denmark's strategy is expensive and results are just essentially undocumented. She says the mass testing took away the focus from testing where it really matters amongst the vulnerable. Other experts say, and the Danish government said, widespread testing reduced the transmission rate and helped people re-enter society, boosting their economy and their own mental health. It didn't. It didn't do any of that. Let's be clear. Just because the Danish economy didn't completely plummet, it didn't. That doesn't mean that tests, people sticking these things up their nose and down their throat, had any significant impact. No, look, the truth of the matter, it's really very simple, isn't it? The truth of the matter here is that all of these tests, these nose swabs, throat swabs, people were maniacally doing, it was all just theatre. That's all it was. Very profitable theatre for the maker of the swabs, of course, I understand that. But it was just theatre. You know, the notion that a PCR test or a lateral flow test could detect the genome sequence of COVID-19 was a fancy from the very start. But 2 years on, where if there is a virus, it's mutated so much, the notion that it could still be picked up by the tests, which are all predicated on the original variant, is just farcical. And yet, honestly, even as we talk right now, there will be people today heading out to try and get tests, to test themselves. Because just like they've become conditioned, you know, to wearing a mask, they still wear masks. Some of them still want to test themselves. I feel sorry for these poor people because they've been traumatized into this kind of surf-like lifestyle whereby they wear masks, and they're testing themselves for something that they've had multiple inoculations against. But even then, they're still not sure that they mightn't get it, perhaps with good reason. And so there you have it anyway. They're now beginning to question the actual mass testing. Let's see where this one goes. And thanks for listening, folks.